2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At the Democratic National Convention on this final night, Vice President Kamala Harris is set to formally accept the nomination for president, the first woman of color to be nominated by a major party. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren tells delegates,
Kamala Harris can't be bought, and she can't be bossed around.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
She's set to focus on her family's immigrant story. Her mother's from India, her father from Jamaica, and promote her middle-class upbringing in California's Bay Area, where she'd become district attorney and then attorney general. California Senator LaFonza Butler has known Harris for almost 15 years and says the convention's focus on joy is on purpose.
She never backs away from a hard choice, but she always chooses to do it together with others, and that's what brings her joy.
Harris's speech is expected to take on tough issues like immigration and possibly Israel's war with Hamas.
GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump is in Arizona while running mate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance stopped in Valdosta, Georgia. He says the Trump-Vance ticket will keep drugs off the street and the border secure.
Our message to illegal aliens who've come into this country by breaking our laws is yes. If you came into this country illegally, Donald Trump and I are going to work to send you home because that's what is required.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says some changes could be coming if Vice President Harris wins the presidential race and Democrats hold on to their majority in the Senate.
Senator Schumer says he might start with changing the filibuster. Previous attempts to do so were nixed by Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, both of whom are retiring. So if Democrats maintain the majority, the filibuster could likewise be retired. The result would be just a simple majority to pass legislation in the Senate, no longer the 60-vote threshold required under the filibuster rules. Senator Schumer says busting the filibuster would allow a Democratic majority to pass two voting rights bills first, and then, he says, a bill to codify abortion rights in federal law. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The Canadian government moves quickly to end an unprecedented rail stoppage. Labor Minister Stephen McKinnon has ordered the country's two top railroads to enter binding arbitration after they failed to reach a contract with the Teamsters.
We wanted to give these negotiations the absolute possibility of concluding successfully. We see little prospect of that.
A second ex-Memphis officer accused in the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop is changing his plea. Emmett Martin and four other officers were indicted last September on federal charges. They're also charged in state court with second-degree murder. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense is awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tight ball game, scoreless. Freddy Peralta kept the Cardinals batters at bay through five, but then in the seventh, Brewers relief pitcher Nick Mears gave up three runs, and St. Louis held on to win 3-0 today to win the series. Pat Murphy on Mears' pitches.
They weren't very good. He got a couple really tough plays. One is, you know, that we missed it by an inch, the soft line drive and short, and then the other base hit. But after that, you know, he didn't put the ball where he wanted to, didn't stay ahead in the count, walked somebody. The base is loaded, and that's just unacceptable.
NFL, Packers and Ravens joint practice today. Former Bears linebacker Roquan Smith picked off a Jordan Love pass. Matt LaFleur.
It's always great to go against a competitive team like the Baltimore Ravens, one of the premier teams in the National Football League. There's not many holes on that roster. And then when you watch the tape, you can really see their style of play.
The two teams play Saturday at noon at Lambeau Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a shower or two around tonight, and lows in the low 60s. Maybe an early storm tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Mostly sunny, warm and humid for the weekend, highs mid-80s to 90. It's 71 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is going to recombobulate at 10:33, and we got special guest host Amy Westrup of Comedy Sports joining me all morning. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. 93.5 The Tap. Continuing coverage from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Now, your host, Mike Crute.
United Center in Chicago, Illinois. Beautiful place, beautiful evening, beautiful mood here. Day four of the DNC, culminating with the Kamala Harris speech a little bit later tonight. It's starting to get important. And there is a promised super secret guest. Last night, super secret guest, Oprah Winfrey. You get an Oprah, and you get an Oprah. And we're promised someone bigger than Oprah. And I don't know if such a creature exists.
That's what I'm saying. I loved my favorite speeches in the last couple of days, Crudy. Of course, Michelle Obama, best speech I've ever heard, political speech I've ever heard. And Oprah did a great speech, a solid number two in my book. And she came out, and I didn't know this. She claimed to be an independent and made a pitch for the independent and the undeciders. She was very, very specific. And I think something like that can go a long way.
I tell you what, Paul, if we could, let's take a dip in. See what's happening in the bowl.
Who do we have?
And we're checking the monitors.
Kerry Washington.
I believe she's an actress.
Video,
I think I've seen her on TV and
social media,
movies and
text
such.
Your friends, send this message out into the world. When I say when we fight, you're going to say?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Okay, let's record. We're recording. You ready, Tony?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, ready? When we fight,
yeah.
When we fight,
yeah.
When we fight,
yeah.
Are you ready for Kamala Harris? To win?
Yes.
Good, because when Kamala wins, America wins. We did it! We did it, Joe. Thank you, Tony.
I don't get this guy.
No, you gotta go.
Bye, everybody.
Tony Goldwyn, ladies and gentlemen.
And very, very soon, we're going to have some young people coming to the stage. And then comedian D.L. Hughley. And then the Honorable Chris Swanson. He is the sheriff of Genesee County, Michigan. I saw Chris Swanson come in with his wife fully adorned in his uniform. And I believe, Dominic, Adam Kinziger, Republican from the January 6th committee, I believe he's on the schedule this evening as well, is he not?
He is. Gabby Gifford, a performance by Pink. Leon Panetta's coming around as well. Ruben Gallego, you mentioned Big Gretch out of Michigan. Lots of
Eva Longoria, she's a big star.
Lots of stars here. And, of course, Kamala Harris is going to wrap it up this evening. We got more sound. We'll go back to the stage.
And what are you here to do?
to teach you how to say your auntie's name.
Okay. So Kamala's how do you niece. Pronounce it?
First you say comma like a comma in a sentence. Then you say la like la 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 la.
Put it together and it's 1, 2, 3. Kamala. All right, so let's practice. Let's practice.
Everybody on the... Everybody over here, say comma.
Everybody over here, say la.
Together. For president!
And these little girls are so cute. And they're out there with the actress Kerry Washington, little pigtails on one. The other one's got a little blue dress on. Cute little girls of approximate ages of 8 to 10 years old. Apparently, Kamala Harris's nieces. And you know who could have used that little lesson?
Well, I think they're giving the lesson to Trump, of course, man. He can't get the name right. And lots of the MAGAs who are out there that pronounce it purposefully, mispronounce Kamala's name. Now you heard the children say it. Maybe the adults on the other side could practice.
Please welcome Mina Harris, Ella Emhoff, and Helen Hudlin.
I think Bill Clinton struggled a little with the Kamala the other night as well. Folks, you are listening to live coverage of the
Hi.
DNC right here from
I'm
the United
Mina.
Center, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Ella.
And I'm Helena.
I grew up in Oakland, California, in a house full of extraordinary women. My mom, my grandma, and my auntie, who showed me the meaning of service, helping her sister, a 17-year-old single mom, fighting for justice for the American people, and still cooking Sunday family dinner. She guided me. Now she's guiding my own children, and I know she'll guide our country forward.
Kamala came into my life when I was 14. Famously a very easy time for a teenager. Like a lot of young people, I didn't always understand what I was feeling. But no matter what, Kamala was there for me. She was patient, caring, and always took me seriously. She's never stopped listening to me, and she's not going to stop listening to all of us.
Kamala Harris is my godmother. To me, her advice means everything. Whether it's pursuing my passions, making an impact, or finding hope when the world doesn't feel so hopeful. She taught me that making a difference means giving your whole heart and taking action.
She's fighting for economic opportunity, LGBTQ plus equality, and reproductive freedom, because we are not going back.
She's fighting for social justice, health justice, environmental justice, and she isn't alone. We're all in this fight together.
So let's keep up the fight, let's keep up the joy,
and let's elect this extraordinary woman as our next president.
Again, that was Mina Harris, Ella Emhoff, and Helena Hudden on the stage. And I'm sure there's Republicans out there mean tweeting at these young ladies right now.
Well, of course they are. That's what they do. That's the policies that Donald Trump has instilled within the MAGA party. Mean tweeting. Name calling.
Of course, we reference the trash talking towards Gus Walls by right-wing talk radio host Jay Weber in Wisconsin, Ann Coulter, and I'm sure many, many other MAGAs. D.L. Hughley has taken the stage, comedian D.L. Hughley.
Now, wait, where those AKAs at? Where they at? You know what? In 3 months, ain't gonna be no living with y'all. I can tell you this. I don't blame Donald Trump for not wanting to debate Kamala. I've been married to a black woman for 40 years, and I ain't won one debate. I'm owing 93,000. Now, of course, Trump is saying that Kamala isn't black. I guarantee you this. Kamala's been black a lot longer than Trump's been a Republican. And if he keeps sliding in the polls the way he is, the only way he can keep Kamala out of the White House is if he buys it and refuses to rent it to her.
He does have a history.
Of course, Kamala's getting broad support. They got black men for Kamala, white men for Kamala, Latinos and Asians for Kamala. They even have Republicans for Kamala. Republicans for Kamala. I guess Donald Trump will finally know what it's like when you get left for a younger woman.
Wow!
Ouch. That one stings because it's true.
But seriously, Kamala knows the truth about the American dream. That hard work is not alone enough. Hard work alone is not enough to succeed. That you need access and information and opportunity. And she knows that some folks are often denied those very things. As president, she will give each and every one of us a fair shot in life. But I have to admit, I didn't always believe that. I mean, if you told me the 15-year-old me would be on stage supporting a prosecutor and a teacher, there is no way that I would have believed you. But because of that, I made assumptions about Kamala's record. And I often repeated them to a lot of people. Then one day, Kamala invited me to her house. She put her hand on my shoulder and she asked me to do some research. Something I had never done. Something a lot of people I know had never done before. Imagine attacking someone's character without a single Google search. So I did what I should have done in the first place. I learned that she had done for us exactly what she promised to. I believe that your apology should be as loud as your accusation, and I'm here apologizing in front of the whole damn world.
Comedian D.L. Hughley on the stage at the DNC.
I was wrong, and I'm so very glad I was wrong, because Kamala, you give me hope for the future, a future where my grandchildren, Nola and Stevie, had the freedom to control their own bodies, where they have the opportunity to go as far as their wits and their talents would take them. That future, ladies and gentlemen, is possible, but only if we elect Kamala Harris as the 47th president of the United States of America. I will say this to you, the best piece of advice I've ever gotten in my entire life is you don't have to know what you will do, just know what you won't. And we won't go back.
D.L. Hughley has left the room.
And you can feel
the Honorable
everywhere, all
Sheriff
over the country.
Chris Swanson from Genesee County, Michigan, the next scheduled speaker. Kerry Washington is the MC of this hour. That's whose voice you're hearing now. Live
there will
at the
be
DNC
days
the
when the work
Center.
Ahead seems impossible. And when that happens, I know what I do. I get involved. I get engaged. I ask myself, how can I be of service to my community? Because community is why we do this. Am I right? Yes, we do this for our children, for our parents, for our teachers and care workers who treat our loved ones like their own. We do this for working families who make this country thrive. We do this for the planet and for each other. We do this for justice and for peace and for democracy. And as we are about to hear, we do this for the safety of our communities.
Please welcome Genesee County, Michigan Sheriff Chris Swanson.
You're listening to live coverage of the DNC right here on WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM in Minneapolis, and across the Civic Media Network in Wisconsin. Back to the speeches, Sheriff Chris Swanson from Michigan.
Righteous anger spilled over into the streets of Flint, Michigan. one bad decision from either side, and there would have been bloodshed. But that didn't happen. We laid down our riot gear, and we embraced the community, and instead of hate, we chose hope. On January 6th, the opposite occurred. That day was paved with division, deceit, and denigration. Police officers were attacked that day. It could have been stopped. We need a leader who will embody what's affixed to all three sides of my sheriff patrol cars: protect, serve, and unify. Kamala Harris is that leader. As a prosecutor, Kamala Harris protected us by putting violent criminals and sex offenders behind bars. If I was in a courtroom, she's exactly the tough prosecutor that I'd want to see. As vice president, she served America by keeping us safer. And I can testify firsthand, where I come from, crime is down and police funding is up. As president, Kamala Harris will unify our country. She will bring us together, because our country needs a leader who will go toe-to-toe with drug cartels and bullies. One who has already taken the oath, raised her right hand to advocate for the people. I can tell you, in 2020, we were able to turn a protest into a peaceful movement by walking together. One city, one community, and one country. America, let's walk. Let's walk. Let's walk together, and let's elect Kamala Harris and turn hate into hope yet again. Thank you.
Sheriff Chris Swanson from Genesee County, Michigan, wearing the uniform, Dom, and now we have a performance by Pink. I wonder if she wants to start a fight. Folks, you're listening to live coverage at the DNC right here at the United Center. It's a combination of political stars and celebrity. I know Stevie Wonder's in there, Dom. I saw him come back.
Sheriff Chris Swanson, love the references to safety, certainly, and bringing up the division, deceit, and denigration that happened on January 6th.
He's Dominic Salvia. I'm Mike Crute. There is a video playing right now in the DNC, in the room at the United Center here in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. We're going to be here. We're going to carry it live, all the speeches, all the way until the culmination of day four here at the DNC. Kamala Harris, and then the families, and then the balloons, and then the parties really get going here in the city of Chicago, I understand. Bar time, 4 o'clock here, Dom. So you better get your partying shoes on. You better get ready to have a joyous evening here at the DNC. Devil's Advocates bringing you all the live coverage at WCPT.
Turning serious now at the DNC. Inside the Bowl, the conversation on gun violence. We're playing a video right now. We're going to have the Honorable Lucy Macbeth, member of the U.S. House of Representatives from Georgia, joined by Abby Clemens of Newton, Connecticut, Kim Rubio, Uvalde, Texas, Melody McFadden of Charleston, South Carolina, and Edgar Vilches of Chicago, Illinois.
Kamala understands the fight we're in. The power is with the people. And gives people like me, survivors like me, hope.
When I worked for Every Town
Please
for Gun Safety,
please welcome Georgia Representative Lucy Macbeth.
When I worked for Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America,
Now there is a panel of women that have taken the stage.
I saw firsthand
5 across
the power of telling our stories. You've just heard mine, but there are many more to tell.
On December 14th, 2012, I walked into Sandy Hook School. I stopped at the office, chatted with my principal, then started my day with my second graders. Suddenly, a loud crash, like metal folding chairs falling. 154 gunshots blaring. Hiding in the coats, trying to sing with my students, trying to read to them, trying to drown out the sounds. Terror, crying, running. I carry that horrific day with me. 20 beautiful first grade children and 6 of my beautiful colleagues were killed. They should still be here.
It's 10:30 a.m. at Robb Elementary in Uvalde. The school is recognizing my 10-year-old daughter, Lexi, for receiving all A's. She receives a Good Citizen Award, and we pose for photos. She wears a St. Mary's sweatshirt and a smile that lights up the room. 30 minutes later, a gunman murders her, 18 classmates and 2 teachers. We are taken to a private
room where police tell
us she isn't coming home. Uvalde is national news. Parents everywhere reach for their children. I reach out for the daughter I will never hold again.
The room has taken a somber tone here at the DNC Survivor Stories and Tragic Stories of School Shootings being told by the families.
My niece, Sandy Patrice, was 22. She drove to Myrtle Beach for sun and fun and motorcycle parades. Hours later, my phone rang. Shooting on the beach. No one can find Sandy. I stayed calm. You see, my mother, Patricia Ann, had been shot and killed by an abusive partner. I was calm then too. I got to handling business. I called relatives, the police, hospitals, and I kept calling, voice steady, heartbeat pulsing. Then I was connected to the coroner. 10 years of waiting, and Sandy's murder is still unsolved. I'll keep calling. And I'll keep fighting.
I was in high school when my classmate got shot. It changed my story. Instead of worrying about taking a test, I started worrying about living to take another test. They say schools are for learning, and I did learn a lot that day. I learned how to run, how to hide and drop, that what happens in the news can happen to me. But I learned something else too, that we can write and must write a new story if we choose to.
We're expecting former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords to come to the stage shortly.
Our stories of loss. But make no mistake, our losses do not weaken us. They strengthen our resolve.
Rep. Lucy McBeth.
We will secure safer futures that we all deserve. We will organize. We will advocate. We will run for office. And we will join with Americans from small towns and big cities to keep our communities safe.
Freedom from gun violence, the graphic on the stage at the DNC at this time.
And we will elect leaders like Kamala Harris, who won't just empathize, but will act.
You can hear chants from the bowl, not one more, not one more. You're listening to special live coverage of the DNC at the United Center.
Please
it's definitely been a change of tone. Gabby Giffords, a victim of gun violence in her own regard, coming to the stage. Her husband, Senator Mark Kelly, will speak very soon in a performance by Pink, but we'll tune in now live. Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. And she is accompanied by her husband, Mark Kelly.
Hello, fellow Americans! I'm Gabby Giffords. I was born in the great state of Arizona! I was born with grit. I grew up racing motorcycles, mucking stalls, and exploring the beautiful desert. I fell for an astronaut. For 5 years, I served in Congress from a swing district. Everybody called me a rising star. Then on January 8th, 2011, a man tried to assassinate me. He shot 19 people. He killed six. Terrible, terrible day. I almost died, but I fought for my life and I survived. I learned to walk again, one step at a time. I learned to talk again, one word at a time. So many people helped me as I worked hard to recover, including a decent man for Delaware who always checked in. He still does. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you for everything. Joe is a great president. My friend Kamala will be a great president. She is tough. She has grit. Kamala can beat the gun lobby. She can fight gun trafficking. Kamala stood up to Wall Street and the drug company. She will protect abortion access. She will defend our freedom. She saved lives. Join me in voting for Kamala Harris. Bravo!
Talking about a man supporting his wife, Mark Kelly, astronaut senator, is running a little personal teleprompter for Gabby Giffords. She obviously was tragically shot in the head She has struggled with some language stuff. Obviously, it's been a long recovery for her. But she still knows how to shout out Arizona.
Wow, that was moving. As much fun as this is, there is serious business to be done.
There's a lot of serious business to be done here and some partying as well. The tone, it'll change again, I suspect. But we appreciate you tuning in right here on WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM, and across the great state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. And Dom, I can't wait for Kamala Harris, but I'm dying to know who the secret speaker may be tonight. Last night it was Oprah Winfrey, and we've been promised bigger than Oprah. And I don't know how it gets any bigger than Oprah. Our good friend Maggie Dawn, thank you for joining us here on the airwaves. Attorney Maggie Dawn speculated George W. I think that's a little too much to hope for, Dom, but Beyonce doing freedom, bringing Kamala to the stage, that would be well played. I would take either of those two fine guests here at the DMC
well,
tonight.
Well, we'll see. Pink apparently going to perform here momentarily, bringing the mood up again. Crudy, I got to tell you, those stories from the survivors of those mass shootings are just heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. And it's an acknowledgement of, obviously, the gun violence problem that we have in this country. And I think that's certainly something that a Harris administration will attempt to tackle. I don't know that the former president and the Republicans have any effort to address the school violence.
Well, if you're afraid of gun violence, get yourself a bigger gun.
and address the problems that we have in this country, man.
Well, they never want to talk about it. You know,
but
in the specific time frame of a school shooting, it's never the right time to talk about it. Never the proper time. But the Democrats are making time at their convention to acknowledge the tragedy, the fear that our students feel when they go to school and they don't know if they're returning home. I mean, I got kids in the schools.
Right, dude.
And they're not so much older than some of these young people that are describing what happened at their schools. Pink has come to the stage. Let's listen in. Pink, do it a little a cappella.
What about trust? What about us? We're problems that want to be solved. We are children that need to be loved. We were weak. You call, but many fooled us. Enough is enough. Oh, what about us? What about all the times you said you had the answer? What about us? What about all the broken, happy ever afters?
What about us? What about us? What about us?
That was Pink performing at the DNC, accompanied by a child, some women, one guitarist. And we've got some big breaking news that we can now share with you, our fine audience. You think Pink's exciting? Although that was a great performance, Dom. It gets bigger than Pink, perhaps bigger than Oprah Winfrey. We know who the secret guest of the evening. It's Queen Bee, Beyonce. And I'm telling you, man, she's going to do freedom, and they're going to bring Kamala to the stage. And this is not just crude speculation. This is what's going to happen. It's been confirmed.
It's being reported at The Hill. Beyonce will perform at the DNC before Harris accepts the party's nomination, according to two sources. That would be great. That'd be big. It would be exciting.
Although George W. Bush would have been pretty big. I don't think he's much of a singer or an artist. I've seen some of his art. He's not that good.
Coming up next, the lineup, the Honorable Mark Kelly is going to be taking the stage as well. More coming as well. Leon Panetta, he's going to be coming up. Ruben Gallego and Gretchen Whitmer still in the 8 o'clock hour. Looks like we're running pretty much on time so far.
Well, that's excellent. Here he is.
Mark Kelly.
Senator Mark Kelly, he was obviously considered as a VP candidate. It's not a big man. Astronauts don't have to be down.
He's like my size, man. I saw him in the hallway.
Hello, Chicago.
We did. Here he is, Senator Mark Kelly at the DNC.
Hello, Democrats.
They're chanting.
So, President Obama had to follow Michelle. I had to follow Gabby and Pink. Gabby amazes me every single day. She was able to walk out and address you tonight because she's a fighter. And thanks to a team of doctors, nurses, and especially her speech therapist. We all need a team. I've flown into space 4 times. I've flown into combat nearly 40 times. Not once did I do that by myself. It took a team to accomplish a mission. It always does. I flew in the Navy during the first Gulf War. America rallied our allies to kick out a tyrant who invaded a neighbor. Today, Vladimir Putin is testing whether we're still that strong. Iran, North Korea, and especially China watch closely. What's Trump's answer? He invited Russia to do, and these are his words, not mine, whatever the hell they want. Vice President Harris has always championed America's support for NATO, for Ukraine, and for the Ukrainian people. On the Senate Intelligence Committee, she investigated Russian interference in our election. She defends free and fair elections everywhere. You already know how Trump feels about those. Donald Trump skipped his intelligence briefings. He was too busy sucking up to dictators and dreaming of becoming one himself.
Yep.
Trump thinks that Americans who have made the ultimate sacrifice are suckers and losers. If we fall for that again and make him the commander-in-chief, the only suckers would be us.
Yep.
Kamala Harris knows that standing with our allies means standing up for Americans. She'll keep modernizing our military to support our troops and to support our veterans like our next Vice President, Tim Walz. The world laughs at Trump, literally. But folks, it is not funny. When he was president, that meant the world was laughing at us. The threats we face are too serious. The sacrifices our service members make are too sacred. The alliances we've spent decades building are too critical. That's what's at stake now. And the choice isn't even close. But in Arizona and nationwide, this election will be. We'll win in the same way we launch rockets into space and land fighter jets on an aircraft carrier as one team on one mission. State by state, voter by voter, coming together. No country is better than ours at solving big problems. So, on November 5th, let's prove that America is still the leader the world needs today by electing the leader we need right now, Kamala Harris. Thank you, everybody.
Thank Senator you. Mark Kelly from the great state of Arizona, an astronaut, a fighter pilot, a very impressive resume, and
please
of course,
welcome former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta.
We'll be back with more coverage from the DNC in just a moment.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Special Report. The final night of the Democratic National Convention is underway here in Chicago with the Reverend Al Sharpton telling the crowd.
I see a candidate who, with Joe Biden, brought leaders to the White House to confront violent hatred, running against a man who said neo-Nazis in Charlottesville were fine people.
We're getting a glimpse of Vice President Kamala Harris's speech when she formally accepts the Democratic presidential nomination. She'll say that she's no stranger to unlikely journeys. She'll also explain how she became a prosecutor and how she came from the middle class. Veteran campaign watcher CBS's John Dickerson on what he is going to be looking for in that speech.
Franklin Roosevelt at his acceptance speech talked about the New Deal. John Kennedy talked about the New Frontier. Is there something, a word or phrase, that comes to define the Harris candidacy?
CBS News Special Report. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense has awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
In your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a shower or two around tonight, and lows in the low 60s. Maybe an early storm tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. Mostly sunny, warm, and humid for the weekend. Highs mid-80s to 90. It's 69 degrees right now.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lynn for Kahneman Walk.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we say goodbye to Chicago, reviewing a busy convention week for Democrats and looking ahead to the 74 days left to campaign.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Has shared the belief that America must protect democracy in the world. Every president has honored our veterans and their sacrifices. Every president, but one. So we face a critical choice. To vote for someone who stands with our military and stands up for democracy, or someone who will disrespect our heroes and undermine our democracy. My fellow Americans, there is only one choice. One choice. And let me tell you something. When she takes her oath of office, as she will this January, our allies will cheer, our enemies will fear, and we will have a commander-in-chief that we can trust. God bless our veterans, and God bless our country.
Leon Panetta speaking to the DNC, former Secretary of Defense, former CIA director. That's 5 minutes of your life you'll never get back, folks. We could have done without Panetta. That's just one man's opinion.
What? But are you kidding me? Come on, man. Secretary of Defense are talking about security and safety. These are the things that Republicans claim to own, and the Dems are taking it back.
I'd rather hear from senatorial candidate in the great state of Arizona, Ruben Gallego, and he's coming to the stage next.
The hottest Arizonan you'll ever meet. But I am even prouder to be a Marine. Ruh! My mom raised us alone on a secretary's salary. I slept on the floor. I worked every job I could, meatpacking, construction, making pizzas. I made it to Harvard with no money or connections. Other kids were happy because they were at Harvard. I was happy because I finally had a mattress. Then I enlisted, fought alongside my brothers with Lima 325 in Iraq. They called us Lucky Lima, but our luck ran out. We saw some of the heaviest combat of the war. And when we got home, the government failed to help us readjust. We have a duty to care for our patriots who serve our nation. For the Vietnam veteran and Buckeye who relies on the VA for his medication. For the Afghan veteran in Pittsburgh who finally got treatment for his PTSD. For the Marine in Milwaukee who relies on the benefits she earned. For my Navajo brothers and sisters who serve the Marines with me, I remember you too. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are fighting for them. Kamala Harris has delivered more benefits to more veterans than ever before. And she has achieved the lowest veterans unemployment rate in history. Vice President Harris has stood up for us and our families always. Tim Walz served for 24 years. His passion for veterans earned him respect on both sides of the aisle, and he stands with us too. In fact, let me introduce you to some of the many Democrats who understand what service means, because we put country over politics. We were proud to wear the uniform, and we're proud serving our countries in city halls, state capitals, the U.S. House, and the Senate.
Current Congressman.
These veterans represent the best of our country. We stand united as veterans, Democrats, and patriots to fight for everyone who serves.
And dozens of veterans are walking onto the stage, joining current Congressman, future Senator Ruben Gallego from Arizona.
But politicians like Donald Trump, they don't stand with us. They call patriots like Senator McCain losers. John McCain was an American hero. Show some respect. Trump's Project 2025 will slash veteran benefits and force VA hospitals to close across the nation. Show some respect. So, for the 18-year-old who decides to enlist, for the families like mine who prayed every night that their loved one would come home, for our troops stationed thousands of miles away, for my Marines of Lima Company, let's elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, who don't just respect our service, but revere it. Because the veterans who defended this country aren't just the reason we can sleep at night. They're the reason we can dream. And together, we'll fight for our veterans and everyone who served our country. Thank you.
That was Ruben Gallego. He is the congressman from Arizona. He's running for the U.S. Senate against Kerry Lake, and unironically,
we'll be back with more in a moment.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll do a recap of the DNC in Chicago, Illinois. It was quite a party. Tune in Friday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.